path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
When did your life turn into a chore? When was the last time you sat and thought about how much you're enjoying your life? Are you or do you feel like your life's droning on without much happiness, let alone fun? When we believe our lives are a judge or drudge or in a rut or just plain unfulfilling, we tend to do nothing about it. We think about our misery. We want more, but we're not sure what to do. And even if we know what to do, somehow in our minds, we sit there and go, what's the use? You know, the other shoe's going to drop or something's going to happen that makes it just not worthwhile taking the effort to do. Along the way, we just seem to believe we're doomed to live this life, that we're unworthy, and somehow, honestly, we're just too tired to break our own cycle. We're stuck. Hi, this is Cheryl Maloney, and I'm glad you've joined me on today's show. How are you feeling about your life today? Have you felt any differently about your life in recent history? You know, if you feel like you're stuck in a place that isn't feeding your happiness and your joy, then I think this is the show for you. I know it's the show that I needed many times in my life when I lost sight of living and just was existing. Now, there's unlimited reasons why you may feel the way you do. Today's show's not about getting to the bottom of what's holding you back, but about letting loose and allowing yourself to enjoy life. Now, I'll be honest with you, there are experts and gurus out there that will tell you, you have to get to the root of what's causing you pain before you can feel happy or know what joy is or even have fun. And you know, they may be right, but what I know for sure is when you're in a place that's not good, the work to get to the bottom of the problem is hard. And it's complicated sometimes. And if you don't have the energy to even enjoy a moment of your life, you probably don't have the energy to do a deep dive into what's causing you unhappiness. Now, when I created Simple Steps, and this was back in 2009, I did it because there was a fundamental belief in me that when we're struggling, we can't handle complicated. I know I couldn't, and I was struggling with a lot in my life. I believe and always have that the only way to get yourself to a better place is to do it in small steps. Now, yes, especially recently, I know I've taken some big leaps. But it always comes back to the fundamental, simple steps that move me forward more than trying to make some grand gesture or grand effort. And the reason, and I'll go back to this often, is when you're feeling down, when you've been unhappy for a long time, your energy is depleted. So rather than think you've got to take some complicated long number of steps to get yourself to where you'll be happy forever, you start with something very simple. And the principle that I believe goes behind this is when you start taking one simple step and you see how much better you feel, just a little bit, that it gives you confidence to do just a little bit more. And as you take those steps, you take one step and then another and another, you're doing things that support you. And that's what this is all about. So today we're going to talk about what I call the very basic simple steps that may be even be considered too simplistic. And I will tell you, I've had people tell me that I'm just sharing common sense and my approach is way too simplistic. Everybody knows this stuff. Well, and the truth is, you may know it. But when you're going through a lot, when your life has been complicated, when your life has been a stress, when you've been unhappy, you're not thinking optimally. You may not be thinking clearly. And the things that are simple are the things that you don't think about, because everything that's complicated has you tied up in knots. I know that as I was going through the stress in my life, and that's everything from job loss to financial ruin to my husband's illness, I was so caught up in my stress that I forgot about the things that are simple. And that truly is how Simple Steps got started. So let's start at the beginning. We're not going to take you from exhausted to exhilarated in one step. That's not realistic, nor is it something you could believe in. So we're going to start with something that is so basic, you may just laugh, or you may say, yeah, I'm done with this, I'm going to walk away. But if you just take a moment to listen, you'll understand that this little simple act will make a big difference in your life. So as you're sitting there right now, I want you to force yourself to smile. The physical act of smiling. You forced yourself and it feels forced, doesn't it? Now I want you to take the time and think about something or someone that you love. Do you love sunny days? Do you love rainy days when you can curl up in the corner with a book and read and relax? Is there a person, your husband or your wife or your children? I want you to think about that love, and I want you to allow yourself to smile when you think about that love. Now, that feels natural to you, doesn't it? You're not about forcing something or faking something. You genuinely feel love, and it makes you feel better to think about it. Now, I'm thinking you probably are understanding that this is such a simple thing to do. You're smiling because of something or someone you love, and it feels good. And you may have spent your entire day in the pit somewhere, in a corner, feeling sorry for yourself, worrying, being stressed out. But when you take that break and think about something or someone you love, it makes you feel a little bit better. But I want you to take the step that goes with that and think about it and smile and allow yourself to feel what that smile does for you. Now, I know that we're focusing on things that are little tiny things. A smile is a simple thing. It truly is. But if you're smiling and you're out in public, and you look at someone else and you have this smile on your face because you're thinking about your husband or the girl you went out with on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. If you're thinking about that and you're feeling that wonderful feeling and you're smiling, other people are going to notice your smile. And that smile may just make that other person's day too. You don't know what they've been doing. You don't know what their life has been like, and that smile may have made a difference to them. So as you think about the things that you love and they're making you smile, and then you realize you smiled at someone else and they smiled back, and then you realize you may have brought a bright spot into their day, doesn't that make you feel better too? How simple is it to smile and to share your smile when it's genuine? I'll never ask anyone to just fake it and believe that fake is real. This is truly and genuinely about being the person you are. You love a certain part of your life. You love a certain person in your life. You love a certain thing. I'm sitting here looking out my window and looking into fabulous fall colors. And there's people walking by. I'm sure they look in my window and wonder why I'm talking, because I'm not talking to them, but I'm smiling because I love this environment. I love fall. It's just my season. Think about how good you feel when you think about what you love. It's truly the simplest step, and yes, it may be common sense, But you know as well as I do, you've been tied up in stress and misery and unhappiness, that little act has just boosted your day. It's boosted maybe a moment, maybe an hour, maybe your whole day. Well, if it's so simple to do and you've done it once, why not do it again and feel good again? You can do it once a day. You can do it every hour. You can do it anytime you're sitting there thinking about your misery and go, you know what? I don't want to think about this anymore. I want to think about what brings me happiness and joy. I love watching puppies play. I don't own a dog, but you know, I get a kick out of puppies playing. And when somebody's out playing with their dog, it just makes me happy. It's not my dog, but I love to watch them interact with their pets, and I love to see the joy of that dog or cat playing. So then you smile because you feel this love about something that you've witnessed. There's nothing complicated about this. It doesn't cost you a single thing. It really doesn't even take up your time, but it makes you feel better. Smiling simple. And you probably want more than just the feeling that you get when you smile, but it's the place to start. Now, you want to have a reason to have fun again. And now that you know by focusing on something very simple, like you're focusing on what you love, you can feel better, then you can start to look at focusing on the things that move you from smiling to laughing. Now, I want to take a moment here to acknowledge that whatever has worn you down, whatever has broken your spirit, may be very serious. You could be ill or injured. Like me, your spouse could have died. Your job may have ended. Your financial security may have gone up in smoke. Nothing you're learning here today, nothing is being disrespectful to your memory or your history. It's not ignoring what you are going through. It's making a choice to feel better about your life. It's making a choice to learn about what's important to you and how you can get yourself back to a better place, simply. I will never tell you that you should stick your head in the sand and pretend all those things didn't exist. That's another one of those situations that is false. It's unrealistic, and you're not going to feel it because you know it's not true in your life. But you deserve to be happy, and you have a right to be happy regardless of what you're going through. I don't care if your relationship broke up because you cheated on your spouse, or you lost your financial security because you went to the casino and gambled it away. It doesn't matter if the reason you're down is of your doing or not. It's a circumstance in life. I'm not responsible for my husband's death, but he died. I might be responsible for my financial picture or what my financial picture was, but that doesn't mean I'm a bad person. These events in your life are events. They are not your life. And I know you've heard this repeatedly, but sometimes when you've gone through very difficult times, you start to think that you don't deserve to be happy. You have to do your penance, so to speak. You have to pay for whatever happened in your life. And you don't. You learn from whatever experience you've gone through. And you use that to make your life better going forward. But that doesn't mean that you can't be happy. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to feel joy in your life again. So now we're going to find ways to feel better, happier, to laugh, even if it's just for a few minutes or a few hours or a few days. You're going to build on this. And that's what's really important right at this given moment. So now that you're ready to move from that daily smile, ask yourself, what makes you laugh? Now, I do understand that if you're down lower than you've ever been, you might not really know. So I want you to try something totally silly. Go out and watch, rent an old comedy movie or a TV show. And my favorite is I Love Lucy. You can always find a reason to laugh watching I Love Lucy. Or maybe the Marx Brothers was your thing. Or maybe you're younger and you like the slapstick comedy that's out there. Spend time watching something funny. It doesn't take you any time. Maybe it's 25 or 26 minutes watching a show, but you push away for that time anything that's bothering you and allow yourself to just watch something funny and laugh. We all want to be able to laugh. So if it's watching a show, for some people, it's going out and walking in the rain and jumping in puddles. You know what you used to do when you were a kid? I used to love to play in the puddles. Not that my mother really appreciated that, but what kid doesn't love to jump into the puddles? Or maybe you want to go to an amusement park and ride the rides and feel the joy and the fun of the just silliness of the moment. Maybe you want to get up and watch cartoons on Saturday morning like you did when you were a kid. For me, one of the other things, loved puddles. I also used to love getting on a swing and swinging. And there are swings that can handle, you know, more mature people. Love to go out and just swing and just feel how high I can get myself on this swing. That's fun. That's a reason to laugh. That's a joy. It's an absolute experience that costs you nothing, but it makes you feel better. Having this mindless fun relieves the stress that you've been feeling. If you've been so tied up in everything about your life that is stressful, something as simple as jumping on a swing or going for a ride on a roller coaster or watching I Love Lucy is a mindless way for you to just relieve the stress in your life, even if it's for a few moments. Now, you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money. You don't have to travel some distance. You don't even have to involve other people. Set a goal for yourself to have mindless fun at least once during your week. Set it as an appointment with yourself and make a commitment to honor your needs, because this is about making you feel better and getting you to a better place than where you know you have been for so long. So you set appointments to do all sorts of other things. Why not set an appointment to have fun again? And as you start having fun, you're going to look forward to having more fun and creating more opportunities where you can have it. Now, I will say that as you start to do this, it's going to be easy to do it once and forget about it and move on. And that's why I stress, put it on the calendar. If you want to start with once a month because that's what works for you, then that's okay. And maybe it's once a week and maybe you have time to do it once a day. But do something that just makes you laugh. Again, you're keeping it simple. This isn't about disrespecting what you've been through. This is about giving yourself a break. Now, earlier in the show, I talked about how simple these steps are. And while they don't take a rocket science to figure them out, you have to be willing to uncomplicate your life for just a few moments. And this really is important because sometimes when we're so caught up in our stress and our drama and our misery, we feel sorry for ourselves and we want other people to feel sorry for ourselves. And we can kind of feed into the fact that others go, oh, poor you. And that makes you feel better. But does it? And I would suggest to you that it really doesn't make you feel better. It may be a misery loves company. It may be I'm the victim mentality, and, you know, because others see you as the victim you're portraying, that makes you feel exonerated from whatever you went through. But the truth is, when you think along those lines, you are never working yourself to being in a better place. You're keeping yourself in a state of what truly is your misery. So even if your week is crazy and you feel like you're running on autopilot, and you know that one thing after another is going to happen and you're going to be down in the pits, make that appointment, that calendar event, to do something that does not involve the seriousness of your life. You only need a few minutes. You don't have to invest an hour or a day or a week or a month. Start small. If it's playing in the puddles, you can go out for 5 minutes. Or riding on the swing, you can go out for 5 minutes. You can sit down for 25 minutes and watch I Love Lucy. But give yourself the break that you need. Now, there's another benefit from this break. Besides making you laugh and make you feel good and just giving you a little bit better feeling than you had before you started, it breaks the cycle of your misery. And in doing that, it also enables you to think clearer than what you have been thinking. When we go through the worst life has to offer, or even something less than the worst life has to offer, we get so tied up in that stress and the drama and everything that it's created that we forget that not everything in life is serious. And from someone who has gone through, as I've said all the time, all of my life I said, I've been through the worst life has to offer, except, you know, I was still married, and then my husband died. So I truly can say that I've been through the worst life has to offer that most of you may experience sometime in your life. And I can sit here and tell you that laughing and having a little bit of fun doesn't disrespect where I've come from. I honor my journey by learning from it, not by keeping myself in a place of misery or punishing myself because I did or did not do something. That doesn't help you and you don't deserve it. You deserve to be happy and you deserve to give yourself the time to be happy. When your life is the most complicated, that's when you need to make room for simple. Because when you focus on the simple, you realize that not everything in life is serious, nor is it complicated. And we forget that. Reminding yourself of the love and giving yourself the opportunity to smile, that's a very simple step, but you feel better. And when you give yourself the opportunity to laugh, benefits of that break from your stress and the endorphins from laughing is priceless. But your investment in this is minimal. You can do these things for you. And the more you make room in your life for some smiles and some laughs, the more you experience them. Because you realize you're enjoying them and you give yourself the opportunity to do more. Once you've enjoyed something that you really like, you keep going. You want to do it more, so why not? Again, there's no investment other than a little bit of your time and giving yourself a break. The more you smile and laugh, the better you feel. And of course, the better you feel, the better you feel. And isn't that the goal of all of this? The seriousness of your experience is put into a new perspective. And it no longer becomes all-consuming the more you practice your smiles and your laughs. That's exactly the break you need to let happiness and joy come back into your life and then take over your life. So as someone who's been through my share of life seriousness, from death to financial ruin and job loss and so much more, I can sit here and tell you that any effort you put into smiling and laughing again doesn't take one iota away from what you believe you need to do to be respectful of your journey. But it exponentially grows when you allow it to grow. You smile once, and then you find yourself smiling again and laughing again and enjoying life. And it's a snowball. It keeps growing as you keep doing. I know that the simple steps that I've shared today are truly simple. And if you've been through so much stress, you may have forgotten what it's like to smile or to laugh. And that's what today's show was about, was to give you the simple things to make you enjoy your day and your life more. Because right now, you may only be able to take a simple step, but maybe tomorrow you can take two or three. I want to thank you for being here with me today. I wish that the stuff smiles are made of and the reasons to laugh and play begin to consume your life. Till next week, I hope you'll take the simple step that's best for you. Have a good week.